If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. It is a Wednesday. Glad that you're with us this morning. I think it is the seventh day of May, and a little bit better weather today. It's not freezing out there this morning. Not that it was freezing yesterday.
But it was beautiful yesterday.
40s yesterday morning, and then I was sweating yesterday afternoon doing yard work, I'll just have to say. So that was a nice recovery.
My dad and I were sitting out on his patio, and I'm like, this is amazing. I mean, I really needed the vitamin D because it's been so gloomy.
Yeah, very true. Enjoy it. It's going to look like another decent day today. Chance of rain, I think, later today and overnight.
Of course.
If you're going to the day game for the Cardinals, you ought to be in great shape. And if that City game is tonight, I don't know what time that game is. I guess there's a greater chance of a little bit of rain.
Yep.
Hopefully it doesn't rain out Alex Rich singing the national anthem.
I hope so. Should be good.
Hopefully we'll have a copy of that tomorrow. And I'm going to share this picture in a few minutes, Kim. But Drew, who's in here with us this morning, was listening to our conversation about robots taking over everything. And I told you there would be a movement for robot rights. And Drew found evidence of it. Did you see the picture he sent
yeah.
you? Yeah. I'm just telling you, robots are people too. And if you're going to make robots cook food in restaurants, they need rights.
I'm thinking that they need at least a couple weeks off per year for vacation, paid time off. They probably need sick leave, maybe some mental health days.
Yeah. Yeah, they should. We're talking about people, restaurants resorting to robots because they don't want to pay these ridiculous wage requirements that have been forced down their throat, these false wage floors for non-skilled positions. You know, a little bit tongue in cheek, but they are doing it in parts of California, and you're already ordering food on kiosks in Missouri. So part of that's already real.
It's only a matter of time as the minimum wage continues increasing here in Missouri for a restaurant to open like this.
Yep. Yeah. Well, it won't take long, I'm sure, for sure. Coming up, we're going to talk to our friend Genevieve Wood from the Heritage Foundation. We'll get her in here on whether or not reopening Alcatraz is a great idea. My friend Nick yesterday sent me a meme with Alcatraz on it and a gleaming gold Trump Tower coming out of the top of it because you knew that's where they were going to go. It was a great piece of real estate. Overlooking San Francisco Bay and all that stuff.
It's actually I've not actually toured Alcatraz, but you can, you know, take a boat around it. And I've done that. I mean, it was years ago. It's a beautiful setting.
I did that on a sailboat one time and almost drowned.
Yeah.
Because my buddy, it was his first time ever sailing
scary.
Since he took lessons. And all I could think about as I was hanging onto the rail and my feet were dangling in the water on the other side of the boat because he didn't tack the boat right and it just basically laid over on its side.
And all I could think about was Escape from Alcatraz and all of the sharks that are supposed to be in the water. And I'm thinking, this is how I'm going to go out. This is it. So it's almost over with. So maybe Clint Eastwood will come out and have a comment on this.
Since he can help restore it.
Alcatraz. We'll see. I think it's a great idea. Plus, it's got all the Democrats going haywire talking about that instead of other things in the country. So we'll get to more on that with Genevieve in the next hour. John Pudner is going to join us to talk about the whole Canadian prime minister getting owned in the White House yesterday. Talked a tough game, except when he was sitting down next to the president of the United States. So hopefully the people in Canada, I'm guessing they saw a very sterilized version of that in Canada. Just knowing how the Canadian media works, that's probably what happened. All right, Ethan, let's get to our top stories this morning, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I'm not that concerned. And by the way, the real index you should be looking at is the market. From the April 3rd lows, we've almost recovered everything. So the market believes there will be deals. That's
well,
the
let me ask
line.
The Congress.
Yeah, Kevin O'Leary on CNN yesterday. But this president is threatening the economy. And he's like, well, what are you so worried about? He told you there'd be some pain, and the markets are almost back to where they were on Liberation Day. What are you reporting here on CNN?
We're going to have a very, very big announcement to make, like as big as it gets, and I won't tell you on what, but it's going to, and it's very positive.
I'm so disappointed he didn't say, this is going to be huge. He didn't say that, and I don't know what the announcement's going to be. My guess is it's a trade deal with India or something like that.
It was classified as suicide by cop. And I'll tell you, I was offended. I think all of us there were highly offended that that was the conclusion that the FBI in 2017 came to, because it wasn't.
No, it was not at all. That's Congressman Scalise talking about that shooting where he got shot on a baseball field with a bunch of other Republicans out there practicing for the congressional game by a guy from Belleville, Illinois, right? Who had a hit list in his pocket of Republicans, and the FBI at the time classified it as a suicide by cop situation.
Well, I can announce all of them now. I could announce 50 to 100 deals right now because, you know, I'm the shopkeeper and I keep the store. You know, I know what countries are looking for and I know what we're looking for, and I can just set those terms and they can go shopping or they don't have to go shopping.
Trump yesterday, the media, of course, asked him in the Oval Office, well, where are all these deals you're talking about? And like O'Leary pointed out yesterday, a trade deal can generally takes
a long time,
18 months mm-hmm. to negotiate, right? In this case, I think it should be easier than that. I was talking to my neighbor, Kevin, about this yesterday. We're like, listen, your tariff is at 20%. Our tariffs have been traditionally at 2 or 3%. We can either erase them all together or agree to meet in the middle somewhere, but something's going to change. It's pretty much that simple. We don't have to change anything else, but if you want the tariffs gone, you're going to have to change yours.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, he's not getting the art of the deal is not giving your opponent an upper hand. And he's just not doing that. He's not going to announce these deals until they're inked, until he knows he's got at least reciprocal tariffs going on between these big trade partners. And when the first couple get announced, they're going to fall like dominoes.
Do you think the hope is that they ultimately drop all tariffs on us, or you think that they would just lower it? Or like, what is the ultimate goal here from the United States standpoint?
Yeah.
Because, you know, what I was hearing on the Gordon Deal show is that a lot of these companies feel like they're in limbo right now, because obviously Trump, understandably and rightfully so, is trying to incentivize them to produce more of the products right here in the United States. I get that. That obviously could raise costs in some cases. But these companies, because they're not sure what's going to happen with these tariffs in China or wherever, India, where some of these products might be being made, they're waiting to see, okay, do I really need to move my production here to the you know, United States? Or should I just wait it out and see if they can, you know, come up with some sort of a deal?
Always a good idea. I would prefer fair trade. I would prefer free markets. But We have never had those.
But wouldn't that be subjective? Fair trade? What do you... Well, because people could have different views on what that really looks like.
Correct. But a free market fair trade deal would be, I don't charge you a tariff, you don't charge me a tariff.
Or is it the same amount of tariff? Like, there's still a tariff, but it's just, we're right. going to agree
and
to this amount.
I believe Trump would prefer it be some sort of a tariff, but be the same on each side.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because tariffs are going to create revenue for the government, and he's trying to get rid of a huge deficit and cut government spending. So the income would be nice. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but my guess is that's probably what you'll see in most of these cases. John Putner might have an opinion on that. We'll get to him at about 7:35. All right, we're going to get to a quick break. We got Nicole Murray coming up here in just a couple of minutes, and I want you to hear more about what's going on regarding Ed Martin, who is, of course, a local guy. He led the Tea Party here in Missouri. He was Republican director of the party in Missouri for a while, now living in D.C., and he's the interim U.S. attorney for the district. That may end very soon because of some weak-kneed Republicans. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
Yeah, so they are apparently going to take their first vote on a new pope today. The conclave is underway there in Rome, so everybody will... There's a camera right now, I'm sure, positioned on the chimney coming out of the Sistine Chapel waiting for smoke of some sort. I don't know, Kim, I sent you this meme yesterday with it's another meme of the pope. You think people would get offended by that one?
Probably.
Yeah, This time, somebody photoshopped, didn't come from the White House, somebody photoshopped a picture of Kilmar Garcia's head
right, yep.
onto the Pope's body, and it says, Holy Maryland Father on it, because whoever made the first one didn't offend enough people, apparently.
I'd like to know who created that.
I don't know.
By the way, I was just out of curiosity Googling how long it takes to elect a new pope. It says in recent history, conclaves have typically lasted 2 to 3 days. The last three popes were elected within this time frame. Pope Francis in 2013 after 5 ballots over 2 days. So I guess they could be taking multiple votes per day.
Oh, yeah, they will. I think they will. It's not unlike the crazy ranked choice voting that we do in some places over here. And if somebody doesn't come out as a clear winner, they go back in and they vote again. And when the day is done, they put some smoke in the chimney and let you know if it's a yes or a no.
I mean, so. It says the longest conclave in recorded history lasted nearly 3 years.
What?
It's like jury duty.
Wow.
Just like never ending. Do they get like a lunch break? They each get like a sandwich or something that's like packed? How does this whole thing work?
Who was running? When did that happen? Did it say
Let's see. No, it doesn't say.
I was going to say.
I'm sure I can Google that.
He was running the place for 3 years.
It says if the conclave rule states that if a pope isn't elected after 13 days, the voting will shift to a runoff election between the two leading candidates.
Is there a vice pope?
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe they should have elected a vice pope.
I'm just asking. I'm not Catholic. I just figured if you have a leader of anything, there's got to be somebody who can step in when somebody is sick or, you know, whatever happens to be, which tends to be because most of them are in their 80s.
Pope Francis was just in the hospital for quite a while.
Who was running
double
the place?
Pneumonia.
That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. All right. So Ed Martin, back to the Ed Martin story here. I know Ed. I've known him for a long time. He, of course, was, I think he was chief of staff to Matt Blunt. He was the director of the Republican Party. I first met him when he was involved with the Tea Party many years ago. And, of course, Phyllis Schlafly. He introduced me to Phyllis and got to be friends with her over the years. I like Ed a lot. Ed has conservative opinions about January 6th, right? Of course, he thinks people were wrongly prosecuted and persecuted, which they were, for what happened on January 6th. We have a country in which members of one party are staging protests and flying on taxpayer dollars to a foreign country to complain about the treatment in prison, the prison conditions in a foreign country of a man who is a resident of that foreign country and not a citizen or taxpayer in the United States, right? Maybe he paid taxes. I don't know. Well, not a citizen. That's their focus. These same people said nothing as people like Jake Lang and others languished in jail for almost 4 years in Washington, D.C., awaiting trial. They didn't get a speedy trial. And in many cases, they were kept in isolation as if they were threats to democracy, as the left would put it. And they said nothing about any of that. And Donald Trump came in and righted some serious wrongs by pardoning them all. Now, you can argue if you want, and I'll have the argument with you, that there were people on that list that shouldn't have been pardoned. And I would agree to the extent that if somebody committed an act of violence against a police officer, they deserved to be punished for it. And many of them were. They did spend time in jail for that. But a lot of other people did nothing other than wander into the Capitol. They shouldn't have been there. It should have been a misdemeanor trespassing charge and moved on. But they were persecuted by the left in this country, all in their pursuit of damaging Donald Trump, their hatred. And now Tom Tillis is one of them, the Republican, who won't support Ed Martin. He has announced he will not support Ed Martin. Play that bite for us, please, Ethan. Cut 11.
If Mr. Martin were being put forth as a U.S. attorney for any district except the district where January 6th happened, the protest happened, I'd probably support him, but not in this district.
When you say he's not being advanced to the markup, was he operating under that understanding that he's not being advanced through to a
markup? I think Mr. Martin, I'm sure they're looking through it. I mean, be clear, some of the deadline has to do with the length of time he can operate as acting, and the administration can work through that if they want to have more time and potentially work them through. But at this point, I've indicated to the White House I wouldn't support his nomination.
Yeah. Shame on you, Tom Tillis. You know what you're doing? If Ed Martin does not get approved by May 20th, he gets removed from the office, and Judge Boasberg, this anti-Trump judge, will get to pick the acting U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. How do you think that's going to go?
And I do think, though, David Wessinger is a bright guy. He can rally from this. But if all he wants to do is come and say, oh, I'm an outsider, which is not true at all. But if he was, oh, I'm an outsider, you guys are bad, well, he'll get attention, and that's what he'll do. But he'll, you know, that's not a way to earn the respect of your colleagues.
That was Scott Faughn on this radio station yesterday afternoon. Of course, I had the lieutenant governor on my show yesterday. And if you've listened to me any length of time, you know this to be as true as the fact that the sun has just broken over the horizon here. Jefferson City is controlled by lobbyists and ingrained establishment Republicans who don't push for big conservative change. David Wessinger stood up on the floor of the Senate this week, and he called them out for that, and the rats are scurrying. And Scott Faughn exists down there among all of them. He covers some of them, and he entertains others, and he doesn't see it, I guess. And he's critical of David Wessinger for just not getting it. He just doesn't get it. And if he just spent more time and invested more time in these people and developed relationships with them, then he would understand why we have the rules that we have. That year after year after year result in zero substantial accomplishments on the part of the Missouri legislature.
I think you said it yesterday really well, which is that people don't like change. So anyone who's going to come in there and try to push for that is automatically the enemy, especially if he's sitting there as an outsider. People are going to be upset of, oh, this guy's our lieutenant governor, and we're supposed to answer to him, and he doesn't have any political experience. You know what I mean? You hear these types of things being thrown out and used against people like David Wessinger.
And Faughn even said yesterday, I'll play some more of it for you. He calls himself an outsider, but he's not really an outsider. Really, Scott?
He is an outsider.
He's never been elected. He's never been in elected office before in his life.
Trump was an outsider until he already served one term.
Just disappointing. And I'd have Faughn on and argue with him about it, although it probably wouldn't get us anywhere. Okay, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Nicole Murray, good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm hungry. How are you?
Oh, yeah. I got Kim a bagel this morning. She's very happy.
About to go toast it.
That's so nice of you.
How often does Gordon do that for you?
Not very often, but things aren't open when we come in, so it's hard.
Yeah, that's true. I found some ways around that here. There's a couple of convenience stores that are open at this hour, and I even got kolaches in here one day recently, so...
What's kolache?
Oh, kolache, yeah.
Oh, I don't know if that's... I don't think it's officially a St. Louis thing, although it is really big here.
What do we say? It was Czechoslovakian? Is that what we said?
Yeah. How would you describe it? Like a really good-tasting roll, but then it's packed with all sorts of things like eggs and bacon or gravy or sausage and...
They've got a variety of things. Some of them have fruit in them. You can get them with fruit in them. They're just delicious.
Ooh.
Google
it's like
it
a dessert.
I'm hungrier.
Yeah, you got to find out if there's any of that around there, because if you haven't tried that, a St. Louis kolache is the one that gave us the kolaches the other day, and it was delicious.
All right, I'll look into it.
All right, what's going on?
Futures are moderately higher on news of U.S.-China trade talks. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials lost 389, the NASDAQ down 154, the S&P 500 down 43. A person with a confirmed case of measles visited the St. Louis Aquarium and a local restaurant last week, potentially exposing others to the highly contagious virus. The out-of-state resident went to the aquarium and Union Station on April 30th between 1 and 6 p.m. Anyone who was at the aquarium during that time should watch for the symptoms of measles. A city selection panel has chosen a subsidiary of Connecticut-based Laz Parking to run lots and garages at St. Louis-Lambert International Airport over the next 3 years. Laz Parking Midwest LLC will replace SP Plus LLC under the recommendation of the City Airport Commission for its approval. Disney posted fiscal second quarter earnings that beat on the top and bottom lines. Disney, which had previously said it expected Disney Plus subscribers to decline during the quarter, reported a 1.4 million increase in subscriptions, bringing its global base to 126 million. Its shares gained 6% upon the news. Novo Nordisk shares rose 5% after it reported a better-than-expected rise in net profit but lowered its full-year sales growth forecast amid weaker sales of its blockbuster Wegovy weight loss drug. For 2025, the company now sees sales growth between 13 to 21%. This is below the 16 to 24% previously forecast. Starting today until May 11th, Starbucks is offering free cold foam on any cold drink in honor of the chain's Cold Foam Days. There's also a new cold foam flavor, brown sugar cream cold foam. And finally, did you know that the average American workers take less vacation time than medieval peasants? Peasants worked 180 days of the year. The average American works 233.
Yeah. But we make more money.
I mean, just because salaries have gone up with inflation, that's the only reason.
But we're peasants? We work harder than peasants? Is that what you're saying?
Basically, we have less time off than peasants.
Well, but their
labor.
That's
why we're not peasants.
I love how Nicole always brings something to us, and then you and I are so critical of it. Sorry, Nicole.
Sorry, Nicole.
No, bring it. Let's go. Tell me what you think.
She can handle it. You know, but their work was so labor intensive. Ours, I'm not saying it's not in some cases very labor intensive, but a lot of us are sitting behind a computer or whatever, and we're not out there
digging ditches,
in the fields and doing crazy things that would be completely exhausting physically and mentally.
But mentally exhausting work.
Read the headline for me again.
Did you know that the average American worker takes less vacation time than a medieval peasant?
Maybe it's because people have all this vacation time and there's some people who just choose not to take it, which has always, I'm so not that person. If I have it available, I want to take it.
I don't think they got vacation.
I think they had a lot of sick time and paid time off.
What, the peasants?
Yeah,
no, medieval peasants.
I'm kidding.
They worked for the landowners.
I'm kidding. Obviously, they didn't have paid vacation time.
No, but I don't think people are given a copious amount of vacation time. A lot of people I know, they would take it if it was there.
I mean, if you give them some bread and a little bit of mead and let them eat cake, who cares, right?
You're just dandy, Mark. Have I ever told you that?
That's one way to describe it.
Poking the bear,
Mark.
That's all. That's all, Nicole. Well, we love having you on the show, Nicole. Thank you.
Aw, thanks, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you on Friday and try not to talk about food.
Oh, no promises.
All right. See you now.
Oh.
I did hear the echo
that
time.
Hello.
I don't know. We got a little technical issue there with Nicole. We're trying to figure out why when she's talking to us, you can hear an echo in the background.
But I don't think the listener can hear it. I think it's just us in the studio.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. It's hard to tell. We're in a closed system here. So.
Well, maybe we should be more like the peasants then.
Or let us know on Facebook if you heard an echo, but I know we did.
We take less time off than medieval peasants by choice. The difference is you have a choice now.
But I can't picture a medieval peasant being like, you know what? I'm really tired. I'd like to have Memorial Day. I'd like to have that off and paid, please. Like, it wasn't like that. It wasn't structured. Obviously, I've never lived in medieval times, but I would imagine it was not as structured. Again, you're out in the field. You're doing horse stuff. I don't know. What were the jobs there?
Well, that'd be it. You're farming, basically, right? That's whatever your particular assignment
working
is.
Working on the castle.
Yeah, scooping. No,
nobody has
pig
time
poop
for days
or
off.
Happens to be
scooping poop. Scooping They're going to go every poop. Single day. You know, they don't. You can't just say I need a 4-day work week as a medieval peasant.
I do like mead.
What?
Have you ever had mead?
No. What is that?
I brought some in after when I went to Europe that one time. We went to, in Ireland. In fact, we went to a castle.
How do you
and
spell
they sold
that?
Mead. Maybe there may be an E
is
on
it. A,
it.
Is
I
it
don't
a
know.
Food?
No, it's a drink. It's the drink they used to drink in medieval times in a lot of those castles.
Is it because it's medieval time, they just say mead.
I don't know. No, no, M-E-A-D-E. There may be an E on it. There was a local group, some brothers here locally who made mead. I don't know if they're still around or not.
It sounds kind of good. It says it's an alcoholic drink made by fermenting honey with water. Often includes various fruit, spices, and infused flavors.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's kind of sweet, a little sweet.
Well, if it's with honey and fruits, I would think it'd be sweet. But it sounds pretty
when
good.
When we went to Ireland, we did a dinner at a castle. And they all dress in period uniform, and they bring you the food around like they would have then, and they serve you mead as the drink, and it was really good.
Well, Jackie's saying on YouTube that if you go to a Renaissance fair, you can try mead.
Some mead.
Once I'm no longer pregnant, maybe that will be. I can't say I've been to many Renaissance fairs in my day.
You maybe haven't?
One.
Why
maybe,
not?
Maybe like one. I did go to the medieval times thing, you know, where they, is it joust? Is that the right word? You know, the horses and stuff, and they serve you dinner. As a kid, I have a memory of going to that. Maybe Branson? I don't know. But, I mean, that was actually kind of a cool experience.
Yeah, there it's still there. The Four Brothers Mead, they make it. It's down in Festus. I was trying to remember. It's been a few years. I met one of them somewhere. And you can buy it here locally. So go check them out. Four Brothers Mead.
Wait, but really fast. I know we have to go to commercial break, but Lisa on Facebook says, how do they call in sick? Do they use their cannon string?
It's a legitimate.
I can't come in.
It's a legitimate point. It really is. But go get yourself some mead. Yeah, that's fourbrothersmead.com is their website. You can get it. They're down in Arnold. If you live down there, drive down and get some. All right, quick break. We're going to be back with other news coming up.
The Mark Cox Morning Show
on 97.1 FM Talk. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Today is the Real ID deadline, meaning you'll need that Real ID to fly domestically or to enter a federal building. I do not have mine yet. I am one of the procrastinators. But to help cope with the stress of that, Krispy Kreme is offering a free original glazed donut to customers today. No purchase or ID required. You just show up and you get your free glazed donut.
Yeah, that's going to help.
Maybe.
I don't know. And I think it's important to point out, since we're talking about it again, you can still fly. You can use your passport.
Yes.
If you've already qualified for some of the TSA shortcuts, I think that you can use that to get in as well, like a global pass or something. There are other ways around it.
I'd rather Krispy Kreme offer a donut to help people cope with the stress of the Real ID deadline than saying you get a free donut if you get a shot in your arm, the COVID vaccine. That was stupid.
Can you just get one donut? Like, can you go to Krispy Kreme and just get one donut?
Nobody can eat just one.
I can eat just one if it's free.
Really?
Yeah, really. What do you mean, really?
But if you drive to Krispy Kreme, you're not going to get one donut.
Oh, I totally
would. You're going to get a dozen.
No.
Really?
Really?
You guys are really shocked by this?
It would cost you more in gas to get down there than... You might as well go ahead and buy a dozen.
It's the fact that it's free.
And they know that.
There's nasty food that I'll eat if it's free.
Kim, nothing is free.
There's a reason she looks the way she does.
Nothing
the way
is free.
We do.
I know.
And
I know.
I'm the one over here saying I'm going to Krispy Kreme.
I'm eating a dozen donuts.
I know.
So I got to go to the Colosseum last year when I was in Italy. We had a great group of people that went. Went to the Colosseum. I paid extra for the ground level visit when I was there because they've opened up the area where the actual... soldiers used to enter through the bottom of the Colosseum. You can go down and see where the gladiators lived and all that stuff. One more time, America making itself proud in Italy. Some idiot climbed over a fence at the Colosseum to get closer to something, and he fell, and he fell onto a fence below it that had spikes on it, and he impaled himself in the back. And apparently could not get free. It took him 20 minutes to get to him. They got him off. He was in critical condition. I guess they've sewed him up or something. He's 47 years old. Now, he's an American, but he also has Taiwanese citizenship as well, whatever that means. But, of course, the headline is American impales himself at the Colosseum, making us proud of it.
The fact that he survived is pretty impressive.
I know.
I just resisted playing the applause button.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Come on.
Darwin's theory at work here.
Stupid things people do for $500, Alex.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This shows how good the engineering of the Romans were. They were prepared for, like, stuff like that, you know?
People impaling themselves.
Well, I don't know if the fence was that old that he fell on. Odds are it was a security fence or something.
Yeah. The whole thing is gross. So I'm glad I didn't witness that. Hey, did you hear that people are now boycotting Amazon? There's some boycott that people are doing that started yesterday and is going until the 12th. And you might remember this. They did a boycott, like a one-day boycott or something of Target. It was like a blackout. They're saying this is to combat corporate greed, and they're angry with these companies that have rolled back their diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts because Trump has been very vocal about that. And they're not only boycotting Amazon, it's any of the affiliates. So it's Whole Foods, you know, Amazon Fresh, Prime Video.
And we're mad at you because you're not discriminating anymore.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
The People's Union is the same group that coordinated that one-day blackout on February 28th. They're doing this one too. So there you go. Go shop at Amazon. I'm not even saying I'm a huge fan of Amazon. I mean, I shop through Amazon, but
trust me, the Amazon delivery guy will have plenty of business at my house. Can I just tell you that, generally speaking?
This will make up for it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know us by name now. Did you hear that some guy is suing the NFL for $100 million because of emotional distress after Shedeur Sanders fell in the draft to the third round?
Come on.
No, a fan, not Sanders. He's suing the NFL for $100 million for emotional distress.
Why was it so stressful? Why was it so traumatic?
Maybe he bet some money on it or something.
I'll say, you know he bet on it.
He's a Colorado fan. He said he was emotionally involved with Shadur's success. He probably bet some money on it. The guy went in the third round, and he's suing. He won't even say his name. It's like a John Doe lawsuit, but he's suing the NFL for $100 million. You know that's going to get tossed.
We should We should do a class action because I'm a Giants fan.
Oh, are you? About how bad they suck?
I was hurt. Every time Shedeur passed. So,
I mean, what a stupid... This is where these lawsuits get me, is where it's something silly like that. It's like, I need $100 million. Like, at least be reasonable. Like, I need $1,000 because that was stressful.
Probably hoping for a settlement.
Yeah.
But for sure. Wow. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to John Putner about the little smackdown the Canadian Prime Minister got in the Oval Office yesterday. If you didn't hear it, we'll play it for you. Coming up. Stay tuned.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.